We are on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, around six lines from the top. Barei Maisa Dechsiv Vitzarto Hakesev Biyodecho Usnan Apeirei Tzela Mimois Maisa Sheini. That is the Kasha. Now, the Gemara is asking a Kasha. It had a memre of Rabbi Yehuda Maravasi called Kesef Ha'omur Ba'Toira Kesef Tzuri. Wherever the Torah mentions Kesef, so it means Kesef Tzuri. Kesef Tzuri means that this is a Matbeya Bizman Matan Torah Tzuri. It seems it's the only Medina that had Matbeyas. So the Torah means those matbeyas which were then yeitze b'tzuri. And we had a machloikis Rashi in the Rabbeisov Shal Rashi, what the smallest matbeya was at that time. According to Rashi, it was a mo. According to Rabbeisov Shal Rashi, it was a dinner. But al kolponim, Bizman Matan Torah, Bizman Moshe Rabbeinu, there was no such thing as a pruta. There was no matbeya hayoytze as a pruta. So the Gemara is asking a kasha. It says by the Mei Maiso Sheini, Hapoyret Sela Mimois Maiso Sheini. Now what does this mean? Hapoyret Sela Mimois Maiso Sheini. So let us see Rashi. Maskone Beishame Oimrim Bechol HaSela Mois. The Shaila is how much one is permitted. He was Mitchile, he was Mechalo the Maiso Sheini and Putis. And now he wants to be mechalo these prutes on sloim. Shouldn't have to take so many prutes to Yerushalayim. Umiyu shaminon mino shechilel tchila hamaiser beprutois shel nechoshes. But al koponim, we see from this that he at first he was mechalo the Maisa Sheini and Putai Shal Nechoshes. Va'ato bo lifroit behem sela. Now he wants to take these Putas and be mechalo them on a sela. So what is the Kasha? So the Kasha is, how was he able to be mechalo the Maisa Sheini and Putas? If according to Rav Asi, Stam Kesef Shebetoir is Kesef Tzuri, and there is no such thing as a Madbeya of a Prute Betzuri, so how was he Mechalo the Maiser Sheini and Pruteis? That is the Gemara's Kash. So there is a Meiridike Machlikis Harishainim. The Rashba has problems. The Rashba asks, what is the problem over here? The Gemara wanted to say that Beishamai holds like Rav Asi, that what Beishamai says, that Isha is Nikne Bedina, means because where did the Beis Shammai get this from? Because it says in the Torah Kesef, and let us say, Keraboisov Shal Rashi, and the smallest coin of Kesef, Bizman Matan Torah was a dinner. Like the Rashbe, but it says in the Mishnah, b'dinner u'b'shava dinner. So since it says that a shava dinner is also good, So it seems you do not need a matbeya of tzuri. You need the value of the smallest matbeya of tzuri, which was a dinar, but you don't have to give a matbeya of tzuri. A shava dinar is also good. So fragt der Rashba Akashe, if that is the case, so what's the problem? The Gemara has here a problem. How was it possible? How was it possible that he was machalo maiser sheni and putais? So the Rashba says, what's the problem? He was machalo maiser sheni and putais that were equivalent to a dinner. It says v'tzalta akesef biyodecha. So that means that the chilul maiser sheni has to be on a value that's worth a dinner, because whenever it says kesef, it means moist, the moist that wasn't tzuri. So you have to be mechalo on a value of a dinner. So it was mechalo on a value of a dinner. Just like in the Mishnah it says, shove a dinner. So you don't need a coin of tzuri, you need a value of the smallest coin of tzuri. So the chilul ma'aser sheni was also equal to the value of the smallest coin of tzuri. This is the Rashba's kasha. And he asks this on Rashi. The Masha also brings down this kasha from the Mari ben Leif. In the Rashba says a teretz as follows, and then we'll come back to what Rashi also. The Rashba says, but the kasha was, he says, if this person was mechalo ma'aser sheni and plutois, which were worth a dinner, so why did he do? And now he's taking these plutois and he's being mechalo them on a dinner. So why didn't he? So why didn't? Why wasn't he lechatchila mechalo ma'aser sheni on a dinner? So al kochoch pshat in these plutis is as follows, that he was mechalo the ma'aser sheni in smaller amounts. He had a small amount of ma'aser sheni, wanted to be mechalo, so he's mechalo on the plute. Another small amount, and again was mechalo on the plute. So memele, the chilo, if he has now a lot of plutis that he was mechalo, that the ma'aser sheni was mechalo, mistome, it was done piecewise. Because or else, why should he do such a thing? Let him be lechatchila be mechalal on a dinner. So that pshat the Gemara's kasha. The pshat the Gemara's kasha is that so we see you could be mechalal on a value less than the smallest coin of tzuri. You can be mechalal on prutes. And Ravasi said, "Kol kesef shebetayre is kesef tzuri." So if it says v'tzalta akesef biyadecha, so it means that the minimum value that one can be mechalal is on a dinner, and here we see it's mechalal on plutus. That is how the Rashba learns pshat in the Gemara, but he seems he understood Rashi didn't learn like that. So the shaila is, what is pshat in Rashi? So the Pnei Yeshua tainis, that he says he doesn't understand the Rashba's kasha. He says, what is the kasha? That all you need is all you need is a value of a dinner. So it's machalal and putis that are equivalent to a dinner. So that's just like kiddushin, it's dinner and shava dinner. That's sicha, I can marry an isha with the putis which are equivalent to a dinner. So he was machalal and a shava dinner. So the Pnei Yeshua asked Shema Shemaim, by Chilu Maisa Sheini, there's a din you have to be Mechalal on a Matbeya. Not Shavu Kesef, Shavu Kesef isn't good. You have to be Mechalal, but Tzalta Kesef need a Moishe Yesh Bei Tzure. So Memela, so if the smallest Matbeya of Tzure was a din, how could you be Mechalal on a Puter? So the Amakna Tain is on the Pnei Yeshua, he says he doesn't understand the problem. He says, there are two things. One thing is that the chilul has to be on a certain value. You need a value of a dinner. So I have to accumulate enough plutus to equal a dinner. There's another halacha that you have to make a chil on the matbeya. A pruta is also a matbeya. No one is choylik that a pruta is not a matbeya. But the Torah says kesef, the Torah meant that matbeya. So the hamakna learned pshat and the rashba learned pshat that all the Torah is telling us you need a value of the smallest matbeya of tzuri. That's how much how much you permitted to be mechalal at one time. You need a value of a dinner. But as long as you have a value of a dinner, it could be with 200 prutas also. That's no problem. A pruta is a matbeya. It's not the kain the dinsel. It's not a matbeya. It's a matbeya. The chilul was on prutas. That was the Rashba's kasha. The Bnei Yeshua mistama held, and the Maritz says claw like that. That according to Rav Asi, it only has a shame matbeya if bisman matan teire it was used as a matbeya. And since bisman matan teire, the smallest matbeya was a dinner, so you can be mechalal on prutas. So al kaponim, this is the machloikis, the Rashba and Rashi. That would be the easiest way out, that the Rashba held that, that all you need is a value. Kokesiv Shabbatel Kesiv, so you need a value of the smallest matbeya of tzuri, and that you could accomplish with a lot of pruta. She'll also have this value. That you need matbeya, so a pruta is also a matbeya. The whole din tzuri is only in how much it has to be worth, how much the money has to be worth. And it could be Rashi held that according to Rav Asi, if the Torah specified you need a matbeya, so we need a matbeya which was then existent bizman matan Torah. That's called a matbeya. That's also nichla on the lochel kol kesef shebateiras kesef tzuri. So memeila, since there were then putas were non-existent, so memeila you can't be mechalal on a puta. Then my shvoger wanted to tie up another svore to fa'emfer the Rashba's kasha. He said a very geshmakas svore. He wanted to say as follows. He says, if you're machalo, let us say for practical purposes, let's say there are 100 putas in a dinner. So I have my sushaini that's worth a dinner, and I machalal it on 100 prutas. So b'emesin, if I machalal on 100 prutas, so really we should divide the tvua into 100 chalokim, that which is really happening, and each chalik is becoming nischalal on a pruta. That means if you're using 100 prutas to be machalal, let's say 100 ounces of maisa sheni, that's how it's working. So b'emesin, you're being mechalal, since each pruta is a different entity, so in Yisod there's being done 100 chilulim. I'm being mechalal on a didah. That's not true. If you have 100 prutas involved, so you're being mechalal 100 times on prutas. That's what you're doing. So memela, So therefore, there's a svara to say that, forget if you have to be mechalal on a dinner, so memeli not being mechalal on a dinner. Zakti Gemara Vaita. So we have a kasha. So we have a kasha that here he was mechalal maisa sheni on putas, and the tzchal, and according to Rav Asi, you can for only be mechalal on mois tzuri, which the minimum is a dinner. So the Gemara says, kesef ha kesef riba. It says v'tzarta ha kesef. There's an extra hay. So here the extra hay is coming to tell us that we do not need kesef tzuri. Rav Asi only said when it says kesef in the Torah means mois tzuri. But here the ha-kesef is marbe, that you don't need bedafke moisuri. Any money is good. Fine. V'rei hegdish lukasha. D'chsi v'nos an ha-kesef v'komloi. We'll see there's no such pasuk. V'nos an ha-kesef v'komloi. We'll see the Rashi brings down the pasuk and it doesn't say ha-kesef, it says kesef in the pasuk. Anyway, it says kesef in the pasuk that one can be mechalo hegdish an kesef. V'omar Shmuel, and Shmuel had said, hegdish shove mone. Shechiluloi al shove plute mechulo. Shmuel said that one can be mechalol a shove mona and a shove plute. Now, if chilul hegdish has to be done with kesef, which is according to Ravasi a dinner, the chilul has to be on a dinner, over here the chilul is on a plute. So how does this work? So the Gemara answers, Hosam nami. Kesef, kesef, yalef mi maisa. I learn out from maisa sheni. By maisa it says ha kesef. And there I learned out from ha kesef, you do not need a matbeye shel tzuri. Any money is good. So we learn out, kesef, kesef, yalef mi maisa. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. V'nosan ha kesef v'komloi. Tersiv v'yosaf, so the real pasuk is chamishis kesef erkecha olav v'komloi. Fine, so it doesn't say hakesef, it says kesef. And that's going about when the bailam is poide hegdish. Shechiloloi alaprute mechulo. So really the chiddush of Shmuel is coming to tell us the ain oino lehegdish. That's what Shmuel is coming to tell us. That means hegdish is going to end up with a raw deal. They had articles which were worth a money, and they're mechalol on the shove pute, and meiker adin it's mechulo. The ain oino lehegdish dechsiv ish es achiv. That it says by the parsha of ano leisoino ish es achiv. But hegdish is no love of ino. Vashmin and Shmuel, tchi hechi de imit me ino, which is a shtus, ulamaylo, imit nami mi bitl mekach, that it could be even a mon on a shove puter. Kesef, kesef, gomar pidyin hegdish mi pidyin maisa. Avusha kesef shebetoire lo yalef minei de lo idom. So here it is, this the first half of Rashi is l'davoini very unclear. What does Rashi mean? Does Rashi mean that we make a mamotzino? That these two cases are unique. Both of them are speaking about pidyon of Kedusha, Chilul of Kedusha. So Mamela, I learn out, just like the Chilul Kedusha by Mois Maiser Sheini, one does not need Mois Tzuri, who adin the Chilul Kedusha of Hegdish, also one does not need Mois Tzuri. But as Tamazay says in the Torah, Kesef, so then I have Ravasi's klal. Ravasi says, Kol Kesef Shebetoire, Kol Kesef Shebetoire is Kesef Tzuri. But here I have a Mamotzino Legabi Chilo. Perhaps that would be Pshat, but L'chayre from the second half of Rashi, and the Marsha, it doesn't seem like this. Va'oit, now Rashi says another Mahalach. Here it says an extra kesef. Fine, it says it's an extra kesef. So l'chayre the rehitis loshen of Rashi would seem that Rashi is saying, not that we learn out kesef kesef, because if we learn out from kesef, the kesef doesn't mean mosh tzuri, so the whole ravasi is goes down the drain. So you don't need mosh tzuri. No, here there's extra ksofim. There's an extra word ksofim. So there's an extra, so this extra word comes to tell us that here you don't need mois tzuri. Frekta marsha, so if it's an extra word, so what does the Gemara say? Kesef, kesef, yalef, me meise. I have an extra word, just like by meise sheni, I had an extra hey. So I said, oh, what is the extra hakesef? Sauta hakesef, they is coming to tell us you don't need moisuri. So here, an extra kesef. So it's coming to tell me you don't need moisuri. So let us see the mashal for 1 second. This mashal the mashal asks on Rashi. This is the bottom marsha on the last marsha on Daf Yud Aleph on the base. Ein lahakshes the ksofim yaseir ksivi lomalei lameima kesef kesef l'gzeirish of it. So we see klo the marsha learned its gzeirish of it. So he says, why do you have to say kesef kesef l'gzeirish of it? Leime kesef yaseira ribuyu. There's an extra word kesef, and that's a ribuy to tell us that it's a ribuy to tell us that we don't need moisuri. The eshleima zok the marsha the milas kesef yaseira leshaicha lerabis pruta shel nechoshes. That means the word is saying the opposite of what you want to learn out. The pasuk says kesef, and kesef means moisuri. Oh, from this extra word kesef, I see that the pluta is good. Please, you can't do such a thing. Avol hey da ha kesef avishape ribui gabi maisa. There's an innocent ribui. It says v'tzalta ha kesef, so the hey is miyuta. So the hey comes to tell us, even though it's not moisuri. Umine yalif shaper gzereshove kesef kesef ki luksiv nami gabi hegdish he yisere v'kalahom. So the Marsha says that pshat in the Gemara is we have a gzereshove and the gzereshove is telling us that just like by meiser there's a hey there and the hey gives us a message that you don't need moisuri, so hu adin. Here it says kesef, so also you don't need moisuri. So kan shayil aben. Number one, if it's a gzeir shove, so why do you need extra ksofim? And what's pshat in the first mahalach in Rashi? I mean, it would seem that the Marsha understood like this, where there's machlokes tanoim. By other gzeirah shavis, there's lemeidin or meshivin. According to other tanoim, has to be mufna mitzadecha. The according to tanoim, has to be mufna mishneitz todim. And I think that's how the Marsha understood that for some reason you can't learn out from Eiser Sheini. You can learn out anything from Eiser Sheini. According to the first Lashon, you can only learn out similar halachas. So that's not called meshivin. This is chilul, this is chilul. So you can learn out. So here I have a ribuy that you don't need moisuri. Another place that it says kesef, it's not speaking about chilul, so that's called meshivin. You can't bechlalu now. That's the first Lashon of Rashi. And the second Lashon of Rashi, the Rashi also could be, there's a din meshivin also to learn out hegdish or meiser sheni. Exactly why I don't know. And that's what Rashi means, that there's an extra word ksofim, so it's mufne mitzadechot, and therefore the maiden ve'in meshivin. Could be this is pshat in the Marsha. I'm not clear if he means this, but could be. Zogte Gemara weiter. Verei kidushe isha. Now we're asking on Rav Asi, Tersiv ki yikach ish isha uba ola. Vigoma kicha kicha mizdei efchoin. It just says, Nesati kesef asode kach mimeni. And here it says, kach, my kesef asode. And here it says, ki yikach. We learn, kicha kicha mizdei efchoin. Usnan beisilu loimim bepruta, bishove prute. Now according to Rav Asi, called kesef ha'omer b'teires kesef tzuri. So how could Beis Hillel hold that a pruta is sufficient? name of Rav Asi, the Omek of Beis Shammai. So what do people say, Rav Asi holds like Beis Shammai? That's not Mestava. Eli Yitma, Hochi Yitma. So the Gemara says, no. We brought down the Memra of Rav Asi not correctly. Rav Asi never said, Kol Kesef Shebetoire is Kesef Tzuri. No, Eli Yitma, Hochi Yitma. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav Asi. Kol Kesef Kotzuv Omar Betoire, Kesef Tzuri. Wherever the Torah says an amount, a certain amount of Kesef, there the Torah means Kesef Tzuri. Bishal Divrayim, and he said, but if it's only a Matbeya that the Rabbonon were Mechayiv, there, then it's Kesef Medina, which is an eighth of Kesef Tzuri. Frag the Gemara, so my Kamashmon, if that is all what Rav Asi is telling us, that all Kesef Kotzov Shebetoires Kesef Tzuri, Tanina, we learned this already. It says, Chomesh Shloim Shel Ben, Shloishim Shel Ebet, Chamishim Shaloinus Shel Mefate, Meyer Shel Meitzi Shemra, Kulam B'Shekel HaKodesh, B'mone Tzuri. So it says, Klor, that you need Amonetzuri, this is a shekel of Kodesh of Amonetzuri. So we have a klore, a loche, that the Kesef Kotzov has to be with money of Tzuri. So the Gemara answers, you're right. The first half of Rav Asi's memre is not needed. We can learn this out from over here, Tanina. The Iker Chiddush of Rav Asi is Bishal Divrayim Kesef Medina Itztrichalei. The Loisna, this we don't have Beferish, it should say any place that wherever it says in the Mishnah a coin, it means Kesef Medina, which is a currency which is one eighth of Kesef Tzuri. This is the Iker what Rav Asi wants to tell us. So Rav Asi is just saying that even though all Kesef Kotzov Shebetoire is Kesef Tzuri, that's as Mavur, but wherever it says in Amida Rabbonon Achi of Kesef, this means Kesef Medina, which is one eighth of Kesef Tzuri. The Sanya we learned in Abaraisa, Hatoikeya lechaveiro, either someone blows a tekiya into someone's ear, or he gives them a zetz. So this is an embarrassing action, so he has to pay boishes for this. Noisin loy sela. So it says he gives him a sela out for boishes. Veloy teime. You should not say, my sela arva zuzi, that a sela is four zuz, which is the shear by sela tzuri. Ela my sela palge de zuz. A sela is a half of a zuz, which is one eighth of a sela tzuri. David inshi de kori la palge de zuzi is tirem. People call a half a zuz also a sela, but this is a sela medina. So that is what Rav Asi comes to be mechadish to us, that whenever it says in a Mishnah or Baraisa, the Achiv Midevrayim, to give coins, these coins are not Tzuri money, these coins are Medina money, which is one eighth of a Tzuri coin. Zot Rashi. Kesef kotzuv have a kesef tzuri. The kesef kedushin ain't a kotzuv. But like I ribo Rav Asi klar. Rav Asi was never speaking about kesef shein a kotzuv. Kotzuv, what does kotzuv mean? Shenema boy kamo. It says how much money we're speaking about. Kain chamishim shel knas, ushleishim shel evet, umeyer shel meitzi shemra, shenema bem shkolim. V'nema cheshboine. So there means a shekel shel tzuri, if there's a cheshbon, how many shkolim? B'shekel ha-kodesh monetzuri, shekel ha-kodesh yesh b'chof hei shkolim monetzuri. shall divrei mitzicha leidoleitman kama habe, that there I don't know how much means, how much does it include? Vashminin dohu kesef medin. That's what Rav Asi is coming to tell us. Kedisnan hatoikeya kloima. Heicha matzino kesef divrem. Where do we find kesef divrem? Kedisnan hatoikeya lechaveroi. Ba'oznoi. He blew into his chaver's ear. Loshin Rabbeinu Levi. Rabbeinu Hazokin limadnu she ko eitzalois. Not he blew in, he hit him next to the ear. Noisin loisel lakar shiaru demei boishtoi laodam beininim. Pashminen Ravasi deloi teime aisela dalit zuzi. So Ravasi is correct to tell us, do not say that this sela is dalet zuzi, like all other slum shebetayre sela tzuri, and the palge de zuzi, it's a half of a zuz shmini shebesela tzuri. Istire, and he calls sometimes, sela adin is also called sela. Palge de zuzi, vuhu sela medina. So now, we have to realize we're up to a problem. That means, before we thought we understood Pshat and Beis Shammai, that Pshat and Beis Shammai is that he derived the Shir Dinner because he held, like Rav Asi, that Kol Kesef Shebetayre is Kesef Tzuri. And it says Kesef, so it means the smallest Matbei of Tzuri, which, according to the Rabbi Shem Sharashi, would mean a dinner. But now the Gemara had proven that the Kesef, you can't say that kesef of the Torah means kesef tzur, only kesef kotzuv is kesef tzuri. So, and that is why Beis Hillel holds the Rishon Kadeshus Bepruta. So now we have to figure out a new pshat in Beis Shammai. So how did they derive the halacha of dinner? Is Rav Shimon ben Lakish Oimer? So Rav Shimon Lakish wants to say a new mahalach. Tamayu de Beis Shammai kidecheskia. Now let's just give a little preview because the Gemara is going to interrupt this limud with Akasha, but we should understand what Rish Lakish wants to say. Rish Lakish wants to say as follows, that there is a hekesh aisha to the yield of an Amo Ivriya. There's a hekesh Meisha to yield of Amevriya. Imacheres yikach loy, so yikisha akosum lacheres. So we learn the amount that is needed for an Amevriya, that amount, Isha gets married. We have a hekish Amevriya to Isha. So now we have to figure out how much is the Dmei Kinyan of an Om Evriya. The Oma, so Taimayu de Beishamik in the Cheskia. The Oma Cheskia Omakro, Vehefto, it says Vehefto, Melameit Shemigares Mipidyoina Viyoitze. So Vehefto Zoloshan Hifil. So the Loshen Hifil is coming to tell us that he, the Odain, is Misayeya in the Pidyin, and the Odain is Migareya, the time that she had worked, and we take this off the Chiyuv Pidyin, and she's only paid herself for the years which are left over. Melamed shemegares mipidyoy neviyoitz. I amrit bishloime diyoy vladina. Now, if you'll say that the minimum shir of kinyan omevriyaz adina haino de megare v'oslat pruta. So then there is a concept of giroin. That means if she worked for 1 year, for 2 years, or she worked till there's a pruta left over, so she could make a pidyon with a pruta. That is, if the Kesef Kinyan was a dinner. Ela Yamrit de Yoivlo Pruta, if we'll say the Kesef Kinyan is only a Pruta, Bepruto mi Megaro. Is there any concept of Giroin from a Kesef Kinyan of a Pruta? Now, before we go further, let us see Rashi and try a little to elaborate Pshat in the Gemara. Zot Rashi, Kindecheskiye lekamon bepirkin, Diktoni gabi eved ivri, koine es atzmoi begiroyen kesef. Now what does that mean? Shemechashev im adoinov, kshebo liftois es atzmoi, when he wants to be paid himself, bekach vekach lekachtoni. So he says, you purchased me for X amount of money, and let us make it interesting that he prepared v'loy hayolach l'shabdeini elo sheishani. You could only, the whole shibud was only a 6-year shibud. Nimtzeis koine avoidosi l'shono bekach bekach. So that means, let us say, let's go to this moshe, we'll come back to the case bazunda. But let us say that the purchase price was $60. So memele, this was for a 6-year shibud, so it comes out it was $10 a year. So we make a cheshbon. Chashoyv kameshonim evaditicha. Now let's make a cheshbon. How many years I worked for you? I worked for you 4 years. Vitzei mikesef miknosi dmei avoides shonim halolu. So let's deduct now $40. For the 4 years I worked for you, v'tul hashat, and take $20. V'amrinon mino hani mili. How do we know that this is what happens? V'omar cheskiye v'hefto. It says v'hefto. V'loik siv v'nifdis. It doesn't say v'nifdis. Mashme she'af adoineo misayeyo b'pidyoina. So we say that the Odoin is Messiah and the Pidyon. Vizel Shemigaras Pidyon Vyoitzis, and therefore that is why we can be Megareya Pidyon Vyoitzis. That's why you only have to give $20. You don't have to give $60. Alma Enome Ivriya Niknis Bepoches Midina. Now, Rashi said a mouthful here, and let's try to elaborate a little. Rashi is building this whole halacha from a terminology that the Torah used. That means the Torah said vehefda, which is a loshen hifil, that he'll enable her to be paid to herself. In contrast, it could have said, v'nivdis, she'll be nifta. Now, what did we see in the v'hefta? That's what Cheskiya saw. Let us speak about, there are dinei pidyin by other things. Let's say by Bote Yori Chaimah. A person purchases a house, and the lekech has a schus to be paid it. Now, he purchased the house for $100,000. He purchased the house. After 6 months, the lekech wants to get back the house. Now, what does the lekech do? The meicha wants to get back the house. So what does the meicha do? The meicha gives him $100,000. Is the whole concept of pidyon is, you give me the money, what I purchased it with, I give you back. That's the chiddush, like this, it's bought, it's, you can't retrieve, you can't reacquire your house. No, the Torah says there's a Zman Pidyon, you can be pointed out, but the Pidyon is that you give back the money I had given for the house, and you get back the house. Now, between you and me, it'll come out that this Leikeach lived 6 months for free in the house. He gets back his $100,000, and he lived 6 months for free in the house. So the Gemara speaks about it, so it comes out of Tzribis, Fatayot Tiros, against the Maisa. But Al Kaponim, that is the concept of Pidyon that we have all over, the Pidyon, Hegdish, well, whatever that is the concept of Pidyon. And if we say Venivdis, so that would be, the Allah would be, she worked 4 years, she worked 5 years and 11 months, she wants to be paid herself, she'll give the $60 and she'll be paid herself. Now it says, Vehevda, no, help her out in this Pidyon. So helping her out as we consider, Ki ilu, we divide up the money for Zmanim. That means we say it was not, we wouldn't say it was a Mecca for $60. We say it was $10 a year. So if she worked a year, so you acquired already a year's work, so now she only has to give you $50. That's what is kolul in the word vehefta. So the chiddush hakra is in kesef kinyan. That means in Kesef Kinyan, the Svara Chitzayna would be, without the Vehevda, the Svara Chitzayna would be, that if you want to be paid to yourself, you have to give back the Kesef Kinyan. That means you have to, we have to reverse the Kesef Kinyan. You have to be paid to yourself with the amount of money that you were purchased for. That would be if it said Venivdis. So it says Vehevdo, to tell me a chiddush, that you don't have to do it, you can make Giroin. The Odin is Messiah. So from this pasuk I see that the Kesef Kinyan has to be a Kesef that's Roy Le Giroin. That's what Vehevdo is coming to tell us. She doesn't have to go and give him the whole Kesef Kinyan, she can give him a partial amount of the Kesef Kinyan. So if the Kesef Kinyan is a dinner, some amela, so that's called Kesef Kinyan Haroi Legiroi. Because she can work, we can divide up a dinner into six parts or whatever it is, and it's Roi Legiroi, Tila Pruta. But if the Kesef Kinyan is only a pruta, so memela, so this is Kesef, so there's no concept of Giroin by a pruta. Giroin has to be a Shava pruta, so there's no Messiah b'Giroino, Messiah b'Pti Yosef, the whole Kesef. And that is what the Pasuk is coming to tell us, that the Kesef Kinyan is not like what normally Kesef Kinyan should be, and if she wants to reverse the process and be kind to herself, she should give back the whole Kesef Kinyan. No, we make this Kesef Kinyan Roi Legiroi. But Al Kaponim, so from this we can derive that the Kesef Kinyan has to be an amount that's Roi Legiroi. That is, let's see what Rashi says. I amrit bishloime. If the whole Kinyan, how can you say the Vehevta applies by a Pruta? There's no Giroina. We'll deduct this and I'll give you the rest. There's no this and no rest. Masik Mil. Say now, the Gemara we didn't fear us yet. We're talking about Amivri. How do we get the Kesef of Kedushin? And we'll see, so just like by Oma Ivriya, there is a shir, you need kesef or roi legeroin, which is more than a pruta. So who a din by Isha, you also need more than a Pruta. How we jump to a din, we'll see later. Gdush Ishla by Shami, Mom Ivri and Avkalei. Hello, the Bachina Gemara, Veloy Shevkina, Lasuki Lemilse. The Gemara interrupts with Akasha, but I'll call upon him that that's Pshat in the Teretz of Reish Lakish. So the Gemara asks as follows. Vidilma ochi kama rachmone. He says, what's Bechlal Yakasha? How are you proving that she has to be nikne with mois that are royal giroy? Maybe Pshat is like this. Ochi kama rachmone. Eich idioi vlo dinner. If he gave her a dinner. So then, there's a din vehefta tigora at putas. He can make heroin kesef to la puta. That's true. The vehefta is going if the money coincides with the process of giroin. Is that what the pasuk is telling us? That if she gave a dinner, if she received the dinner, the father received the dinner, so when Bishas Pidyon, she doesn't have to return a dinner, she gives Rumagareya the Shnas Avoid. But Heiche de Yoiv La Pruta, but what is if he only purchased her with a Pruta? Like Tigra Klau. So where do you see from the Vehevda that this means that the Kesef has to be Roy Ligeroin? If it was Roy Ligeroin, you make Geroin. If it wasn't Roy Ligeroin, you don't make Geroin. Finished. So Rima says, Lo Yisal Kedaitach. No, you can't say such a thing. Because, well, let me give you an example. Dum Yediyud, in the Parsha Vamevri, it says Vehefta. Fine. In the Parsha Vamevri, it says it's a Parsha of Yud. Ma Yud, Afal Gav the Iboy Miyayit, the Iboy Loy Miyayit, if he wants, he can make Yud. If he wants, he doesn't have to make Yud. Aber kol heiche de loy motzi miyayit le habi zvini zvini. But if he can't make yud, so the whole mekach isn't chal. What means he can't make yud? That means I can't sell my daughter to someone who she's an elver to the other. Because this is a mechire that it's impossible to yud. My yud, even though yud is an optional prat, in Amo Ivriya, Afogav the boy miyad the boy loy miyad, but since in the parsha of Amo Ivriya it gives this option, so we say that every mechiras Amo has to have this option. If it will be used, if it won't be used, get finished on. But you have to have this option. Kol heicha de loy motzi miyad loy have zvine zvine. Isochi nami. So if in the parsha it says the hevdo, the Torah says there's an option of giroin kesef. There's an option. Now maybe she won't be paid herself. She doesn't have to be paid herself. But al kaponim kol heichad loy motzi megare loy havi zvini zvini. So memele. So from here we learn out that you need a kesef that's royally giroin. So it has to be more than a pruta. So I learned from him, it has to be more than a pruta. Now, let us see what Rashi says. Now, let's go a little further. V'kidushe ishe lebaisham aynafkelu mom evri. Let's just go a little further. And we learn out kidushe ishe from mom evri. Ma om evri bepruta loy miknayo. Just like an om evri bepruta loy miknayo. Af ishe bepruta loy mikatsha. Im acheres yikach loy. He kisha hakosuv la acheres. That means acheres is speaking about a second wife. And that's talking about ishus, kedushin. And so the Torah compared the kedushin of an ashes ish to an oma evriye. So just like an oma evriye cannot be nikna with a pruta, so who adin aisha cannot be also nikna with a pruta. This is the makir of Meishamay. So the Gemara says, fine, I follow you perfectly, but how did you jump to a dinner? The whole, all that we accomplished was you need roi legiroim. Fine. But that's it. How did you jump to a pruta? They me palged the dinner. ve'emesh, how did he jump to a dinner? Ve'emesh palge de dinner, ve'emesh tei prutois, that's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says, kivin da fikte mi prute ukme a dinner. So the Gemara says, since I see that the Torah was makbid, that the sheer kinyan should be more than a prute, so I say if the Torah was magbal, a sheer kinyan, so I say prute, which is moment all over, is not good over here, is because here cheshivas is needed. It's given the afikta me prute uk me adina. Let us see what Rashi says. Leisal kedaitach shetainiknis bedovo she'ein boigirua. Don't think that you could have a kesef kinyan that there's no giroin. Mi'achar shenichtav girua kan. Since in this parsha, the parsha spoke about giroin, so we need kesef sheyesh boigirua. Kesef kinyan sheyesh boigirua. To me the yid, ke'eichad amalin yin yid. Shenichtav imoy asher lo yodo. In this parsha, it is written the option of yud. V'lamadnu sheresh ha'odom liyadu loy b'soich shnei amuz, shnei amuz. The odin kibimi yayit herm. Kozman, she's an om ivriye. V'tiyem v'kodeshes loy, and then she'll be married to him. Im yoim alo, if he'll tell her, arei at miyu edis li bameshi yesh li alayich. Ein zorer kesef achem. Bo oma le kamon ein avir rashoi le moicha le kroivim shi yisur lehem mishum erve vishenim mekaim bo asher lo yodo vigiru anami ki yud. Ma yud. We'll come back to this Rashi. Just want to learn the next Rashi. Pekidu she ishe maskone de mulsa de resh lakishi de kamasik vohim atayme beshame ke de chizkiye. The time of Bisham is like Cheskiye, and we learn out Af Isha Beputle Mekatshe the Gemrinin Mikidushe Yud. We learn out from Kidushe Yud. Now, I'd like to mention that there's a machlekes weiter in the Gemara with what money do we make Yud? So there's a two way machlekes. One man the Yama holds Mois harishaynis likdushinitno. That means like this. When a person purchases an omo ivriya, there's two options. That means if he never decides to make yud, so then this money was given as a kinyan for an omo ivriya. But he has an option that if he decides ever to make yud, so the mois harishaynis was to make kedushin. The mois harishaynis was nitnul chatchil l'shem kedushin. So what is the to make kedushin? The money that was given, what this money l'maisa will be, is totally in his decision, what he decides to use. If he doesn't decide to make yud, so it's to make kinyanomo. If he decides to be miyayita, so it's to make yud. That's one mahalach in the Gemara. There's another mahalach in the Gemara. No, the mois harishaynais was zicha given l'shem amos. The Mali says she's working for 5 years. It was given l'shem amos. But then, if he decides to make yud, so the yud is chal mikan olave, and he comes over to her and he says, tells her as follows. He says, you really owe me. Let's say there's a pruta left over. You really owe me work of a pruta. You didn't finish it 6 years. You see, work. You owe me the work of a put. And me kaddish you with this work that you don't have to work for me, and with that I'm making kedusha. Now the Gemara has a problem. That's mekaddish b'milve v'ainu mekadeshes. So the Gemara says it's a milve sheyesh olei mashkin. That means she is a mashkin for this halva that she owes. She herself is a mashkin on the chayiv. So he's giving her to herself. I mean, she's a mashkin to work for another pluta, and he's giving this mashkin to herself. And for this mashkin that's worth a pluta, what he's giving to her, he's marrying her. So we hold Mois HaRishoynis as another man, you hold Mois HaRishoynis, Lav LeKedusha Nitnu. The Mois HaRishoynis was Nitnu LeMeloche. But whenever, and she's a mashkin to ensure this Meloche. If he wants in the middle of the 6 year period to marry her, he says, you know, he can stop working for me. And the if there's a pruta left, so he's mekadosh her with this milve sheyeh shaleh mashkin, he's mekadosh her with a pruta. Now, let us go backwards. The Gemara said over here, we learn out from Umma Ivriya. Just like Umma Ivriya, you cannot be mekadosh with a pruta. So Ish also can be mekadosh with a pruta. So Rashi said, the Gamrine Mikidusha Yiyud. We learn now from Kedusha Yiyud. So this is now how did we figure out that Kedusha Yiyud is more than a pute? Because you need Kesef Kinyan Haroi Legiroin. That's how we figured it out. So if you hold Mois HaRishoynis Likedusha Nitnu, so then we have a beautiful limud. So the Mois HaRishoynis have to be more than a pute, because the Mois HaRishoynis has to be roi legiroin, and the Mois HaRishoynis makes the issues of yield. So memele, so we learn out issues from the Mois of yield, the Magini Mekidusha yield. So just like Kedusha Yid needs more than a put, and the Gemara is going to say it needs a dinner, so who adin Ishus needs a dinner. That's if you hold Mois HaRishoynis, the Kedusha Nitnu. But if you hold Mois HaRishoynis, Lav LeKedusha Nitnu, so L'Chayre, so then you don't have any raya whatsoever that Kedusha Yid cannot be with a put. The Kesef Kinyan has to be more than a pruta. Kinyan Om Evri has to be more than a pruta, because you need Kesef Haroi LeGiroin. But the Kedusha Yud can be with a pruta. So now, we have a shtickle problem, and the Rishash is made of this problem. When Rashi spoke about Yud before, so Rashi says, let's go back to the Rashi, Dum Yud the Yud, the second line. So Rashi says, V'lamadnu shashur adam liyad aloi b'seich shtei amis, Utiya Mikodeshis Loi im Yoy Malo Reyat Muyedes Li Bame Sheyesh Li Olayach. Bame Sheyesh Li Olayach, and the second line from the top of the Yomut means that what you still have to work for me. So Rashi says Klo over here, Rashi is learning Agimore that it's going according to the Mandiyoma, Mois HaRishoynis Lav LeKedusha Nitnu. And then later, Rashi says, we learn out from Kedusha Yiyud, and this only can go if we hold Mois HaRishoynis LeKedusha Nitnu. It's a problem. The Rishash asks this kasha. Rashi is L'Chayra, not consistent. So the Gemara says, Palge de Dinre, but how did you jump to a dinner? Maybe a Palge de Dinre is also sufficient. Ve'ika Girua at Prute. So the Gemara says, given the afiktei mipruta, since we see that the Torah said that a kaponim, you cannot be koine with a pruta. So see, the Torah was makped al machshivus obinen, ukma adiner de choshev. So we say, mistoma, the Torah was makped, that you need a shir cheshivis, which is a dinner.